Radio, PDPD Radio, PDPD Radio, PDPD Radio for entertainment and teenage. PDPD Radio for entertainment and teenage. PDPD Radio for entertainment and teenage. PDPD Radio, PD Radio, PD Radio, PDPD Radio for entertainment and teenage life. For entertainment and life. For entertainment and teenage life. For entertainment and teenage life. Entertainment news. PD Radio. Entertainment news. PD Radio, for entertainment and life. PD Radio, PD Radio, PD Radio, for entertainment and teenage youth for life.
Everybody, it's Aisha, Moiba, and Brianna, and you're listening to TD Radio, brought to you by TeenDiaries.net. It's Monday, October 26, 2015. It's 9 p.m. in Atlanta, Georgia. And joining us is a special guest, our Teen Diaries relationships reporter. She's here to share some Halloween date ideas and so much more, because guess what, folks? Halloween is this Saturday, and if you haven't gotten it together, then you're late. You just, you know. Beyonce's already dressing up as Storm. Everybody's getting their Halloween on, yeah. And you're just behind. Yeah. You are behind, all right? So we couldn't be any more excited about this special holiday. So without further ado, let's welcome Olivia Hancock to TD Radio. Hey!
Woo-hoo, yeah.
Hey, guys.
What's up? How are you?
Hey, I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we are glad to have you here. And we're going to start off with a little update. How's it going? Let everybody know a little bit more about yourself. Tell them, you know, maybe what grade you're in. You know, just kind of let us in to your world.
Okay, guys. So I've been in Georgia for 2 years, and I'm an 11th grader. So I'm a junior this year, and it's been a little bit of struggle, you know, junior year struggle, but I'm getting through it.
Baby. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm 16. I'm the baby. I'm the youngest one. But so this is my second year at Teen Diaries, and I'm so excited to be back and with Aisha and just advancing my career. I'm just so happy to be back.
Well, we are so glad to have you. And see, this, I mean, I can't. You know, I wish I was this confident as an 11th grader, but whatever, you're doing your thing. Okay. All right. So let's hop right into tonight's topic, Halloween. First of all, can we just start off by saying, has anybody even gotten a Halloween costume yet? Because I'm, like, slacking.
No, I tried.
No.
I tried, but I just keep forgetting.
Meanwhile, Sierra's throwing birthday parties where, like, every major celeb is popping up in, like, incredible costumes.
I saw that today, and I was like, first of all, I was out there dating. And I'm not. Just put that out there. I'm not. So
yeah.
The level of of balling is epic. I mean, dude rented out like was like the a lot on Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the car that they posted up next to? It's like,
yeah.
Oh my god,
was
it the original Batman car? I'm like, what was the budget for this Halloween party? I'm so confused.
I mean, I just want to know what the conversation was like when he said, hey, get in the car. Hey, don't touch nothing. It's your birthday, but look, you can't touch nothing. It's a matter of fact, I wonder if he just had, like, plastic on the seats or something. You know, when, like you're going to someone's house and they don't
want
to mess up.
Your grandma's house, be specific when you go to your grandma's house.
You know how much bread that was? I mean, I can't even imagine. So the level of I don't know if he had hookups, if he had favors. I mean, the costumes was cool, but
yeah.
You went and got the Batmobile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Batmobile that they're about to use in the new movie coming out, which is,
wow.
That's ridiculous. Gold.
Yeah,
man, I think they shut down Halloween for everybody.
They did. They pretty much did. I mean,
they
I think
really
Beyonce
did.
Probably heard about the car, and that's why she went. Because I'm really, because I looked at the pictures, I was like, why is Beyonce there? Because this was like a moment. Okay, that's why she came. I'm just saying.
What about their friends? She could. That could be.
I don't really ever see them hanging out like that though. Not really. Not for the birthday.
That don't mean they don't. They might text all the time and be like, hey, girl, that drop you did the other day and that dance move, that was nice. I don't know what they're saying.
If you feel that in your heart, we will let that be the story.
I will not share what I feel in my heart about Beyonce. But Kelly, I just saw pictures today, so I ain't like a groupie. I thought it was dope, though.
It was. It was pretty epic. It was awesome. All right, so, you know, clearly we don't all have their Halloween budget. So is there anything special that you guys do to just, you know, decorate or spruce up your dorm room or your bedroom or your house around the Halloween holiday?
Well, I am currently eating my body weight in candy. So I guess that's festive. And then... I guess, like, we don't really decorate our house, but I definitely have fall-scented candles and candle warmers going, so I feel all fall and festive, and I'm eating my candy, and I'm watching my scary movies, so I suppose that's special, right? I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty special. How about you, Olivia? Like, did your school do anything exciting for this holiday?
My school, they don't really... cater to Halloween, but I know at my house we kind of go all out. We have the pumpkins and the wreaths and the orange and black going on. We have it down here.
They're not playing. They're serious about this. Halloween life. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to chime in because for me, I am all about dual purpose decorations. So I'm like, Halloween, yeah, that's cool and all. It's one day, but I got to keep this place decorated for about 2 months. So Halloween decorations are technically Halloween / Thanksgiving decorations. So, like, you get the pumpkins, but you don't cut the faces out. You don't carve them, because then that would be too Halloween.
And
then you get scarecrows, but they can't look too scary, because that would be Halloween. So it has to be, like, Halloween / Thanksgiving.
It's just fall. It's just the fall colors and pump me
basically
out.
Wow.
But that's what's happening. I mean, keeping it real. That's what I do.
I'm sorry. I can't say I have anything. I don't do too much. I guess I haven't always do the Halloween thing, but I get out and go to some of my friends who have parties, and their costumes are crazy. But as far as me doing anything, I think this is the first year that we actually did just some pumpkins, but even at that, like, it's never been a big thing or whatever. I don't think anybody can really compete with the fact that Isha has dual holiday decorations. That's freaking funny.
That's how I'm living. That is how
I can't compete with that. I don't know anybody else that does it. So the jack-o'-lantern just turns into a turkey, like, you on one side.
No, it's the pumpkin is for Halloween, and the pumpkin is for Thanksgiving, too. One pumpkin,
man,
2 months.
You don't even
done.
Pumpkin seeds. Oh, man. Pumpkin seeds are lit. Like, we used to do that all the time when I was younger. We used to cut it open and put them in the oven, put the seeds in the oven, put some Lowry's on there, whatever.
Oh, not the Lowry's. Okay.
It's a lot. Hold on. What's this supposed to do? Are you eating them?
Yeah. It's good, man. You need some kind of, like, seasoning
on
there.
You just eat pumpkin seeds like sunflower. I mean, you spit them out like sunflower seeds or what?
No, you like toast them. You put them in the oven. You toast them, and then you take them out of the oven, and you put some like salt on there, like seasoning salt on there, and then you just eat them.
Hey, never share that story again with anybody.
It's real life. No one else does this. Like, that's not fair. We weren't the only ones who did it. My mom. Shout out to Mom. We had a fun childhood. Thanks, Mom.
See.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't be right to talk about Halloween and not mention costumes. So what are some of the best do-it-yourself ones that you all have seen?
Do-it-yourself.
Yep.
You told me to
I like the Snapchat. Have you seen, like, the Snapchat makeup ones where people are, like, coloring their faces, like, with the rainbow mouth?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
the
let
Snapchat
me just be honest.
Yeah.
That stuff can scare the hell out of people. Let me just be real with you. I saw it was a Facebook post of people just scaring the hell out of their own kids. And
oh, no.
Like I thought it was so dirty, but the stuff is scary because, you know, they with the new updates, like, you'll have, you can have your face and just turn into like a demon or a creature or something. And if you show a little kid that, that doesn't, you know, oh my God.
That's depressing.
Call DIFUS. Call Child Protective Services. I am not down with that.
Right. That's so sad.
I felt bad for laughing because one literally just screamed like, I mean, he was wailing like a banshee. The boy had to be at least three. I felt bad for him. But it was funny because the way he fell back. I'm sorry. That's wrong. It's funny.
I mean, just imagine translating that and like making that makeup. Like, that's ridiculous. I have seen the Snapchat culture makeup look. They're interesting.
Yeah. Other DIYs that I like, the serial killer, where people put boxes of cereal all over themselves and splatter blood on their shirts and knives going
what?
In.
What?
Now, you see, that's more my thing. Because to me, that's creative, but it's funny. Mm-hmm. I love costumes that are funny.
Mm-hmm.
Costumes that are funny. Like, the scary thing, is, you think about it, it's kind of overrated. Everybody, you can come as a vampire or
right.
werewolf or whatever. But when you come with something creative like that, I think that's dope. And even superheroes for some could be played out, just depend on how you flip it. Like these costumes to me, it was the eyes that set it off because she did the storm eyes. But other than that, I mean, we've seen that before.
Right.
So do it yourself. That is one. I did see one. What was it? It was kind of gross, but it was a... It was a guy, and he was acting like he was dressed up having a baby, and but the way the baby
what?
Was, it yeah, it was a joke, and he was saying, crap, I just messed that all up. It was kind of
sure
disgusting.
Did. I mean, yeah, you messed that one up.
I did. So
yeah.
Anyway, moving on. You were saying about some of your ice costumes.
Does anyone else have another DIY? I feel like I came up with one.
You told me Netflix and chill last week.
Yes.
I think I am going to be Netflix and chill this year. I'm going to do that. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think we should say Netflix and chill because I don't think everybody knows. Never mind.
Well, no, not that. No, we like revamping it. Like, not really like, no.
I'm just saying, you might want to clarify that. So you're just going to watch a movie. Let's just say that. You're just going to watch
a movie. I'm going to be Netflix. There we go.
You can't say that. It's synonymous with something else. You just can't do it. Am I out here alone? Does everybody not agree?
Yeah.
You just can't say that anymore?
I know.
Hey,
Ashley has an idea. She said she was Katy Perry 1 year. So how did you dress up as Katy Perry? What did you do to make it a DIY?
You went white face?
Get Ashley on.
I think she's here. Oh, she's not.
Is she there?
Yes, she is.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm here. My mic was muted.
Okay.
What I did was I went to Old Time Pottery, and I got, like, a couple of the plastic flowers, like, and leaves and stuff. And then I went to Walmart. I got, like some shorts, some, like, workout shorts, the one that fit, like, a undergarment. And then I, like, hot glued the flowers onto, like, the waist area all the way around. So it made, like, the little feather skirt. And then I got, like, a cheetah print, like, T-shirt. And I just cut it into, like, the top that she has. But
okay.
What I say, if you are creating this costume, because this was my one fail with it, please take the wires out of the plastic flowers because you will have, like, tiger scratches on you. And it is horrible. So,
well, that helps.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. That
sounds like the opposite of fun. Yeah, you will be roaring after that scratch.
No, it was good,
sure.
though. It was so good. It was good. But those scratches, oh, my gosh. They were horrible.
Oh, cool. Oh, I'm seeing a lot of good ones online, too. I'm on Pinterest. That's the go-to place if you want to look for some DIY Halloween costume ideas. And I see someone dressed up as a gumball machine. They just took a tank top, and then they probably went to Michael's, got a whole bunch of multicolored, those little fluffy cotton balls, and glued them to the shirt, the top of the shirt. And so it looks like the top of the – and then they're wearing, a red A-line skirt, and then they have a little flap that says 25 cents on it that has a little opening where you would put the – coins. I really don't like where the placement of that 25 cent sign is, but
But
I was like, what? No, that doesn't sound right. No, wait, no.
It doesn't. But
that's
it looks
fine.
Really cute. It does look super cute. Where's Waldo? Super easy. All you need is a pair of jeans, like a red and white striped shirt, little hat, some Converse sneakers, and black glasses. I might do that. Oh, that's easy.
That does sound really cute, though.
Yeah.
You can wear the shirt again. You can wear the jeans again. You can wear the shoes
Absolutely.
Again. I'm all about what can I do again. Like,
yeah, me too.
Speaking of, well, since you're saying you've seen, you're looking at, are there any costumes that you would find offensive? Like something that you'd be like, no, that he just went too far, she went too far?
Well, I do like, okay, I'm looking in a category of iconic costumes, and it's the costume of Tom Cruise in Risky Business. Cute, but depending on where you're going with that shirt with just underwear on.
A t-shirt and socks.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally, yeah. It's like it's like a button-up shirt and sunglasses and socks. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, just make sure you're going someplace safe where you're not going to get attacked because you're not wearing any clothes. That's the only thing that I see that seems offensive. But most offensive costumes are when people are somewhat like someone from the opposite race. That's the one that I find most offensive.
Definitely.
That's
and, you know, sometimes I find myself, like, I check myself because I'm like, you know what, this year I even had a thought, like, maybe we could do, like, a couple costume and I could be Anna Wintour and, you know, my husband could be Andre Leon Talley. But then I was like, I should try to be somebody black. I was like, why would I try to be somebody white? Because I'm going to be mad at somebody white trying to be somebody black, so how could I be somebody white? So I'm just saying.
That's what I was asking. Because of a teacher who decided to dress up as Ye and his wife.
Kanye West.
Mm-hmm. And he's white, though. So he did it in blackface. So
yeah.
And so what's you just like, no, we shouldn't do that, or...
It's crazy because we've been fighting this battle for so many years. Every year somebody has a controversial blackface costume, and it almost seems at this point that they do it on purpose because they know they'll be talked about all across the web.
Exactly.
So it's like, is it taboo? Is it just like, oh, well, it's Halloween. The purpose is to dress up like somebody that you're not. I find it more interesting to dress up like someone that you could possibly look like, who's in, like, you know, finding someone from your own race, a character. But then again, some people dress up as Minnie Mouse. Like, should they not be able to dress up as Minnie Mouse? Like, it's like,
but
you have
not,
to draw
Minnie
a line
Mouse
somewhere.
White, though. Minnie Mouse is a mouse.
Don't you put Minnie Mouse in a box? You don't know what she is. She could be Mulatto.
I
don't
know. She could be. She could be Hispanic.
Yay, we don't know. Yeah. We don't know.
Like Latin American.
Exactly.
Well, since we're talking about costumes and doing DIY costumes.
Yeah.
Okay, so how much money is too much money to spend on a costume if you buy one? I know people that spend, like, so much money on costumes. Like, is it really that serious?
My thing is, there's usually a bunch of parties that people are going to. So it's okay if you know you're going to spend, you know, if you're a famous person, then yes, of course, your budget's going to be a little bit different.
Right.
But if you're a regular person and you just have a bunch of followers on IG, then maybe you just need to keep it. I mean, I can't even see spending $100 on a costume that you're going to wear for one thing, you know, just for one, you know what I mean? It's one night. Now, it's different if you go into a couple of parties, you have a couple of parties lined up, cool. But if it's just one, no. I don't think you should be spending a grip on that.
I mean,
I agree.
Even the costumes when I was little, like, you know, the ones that come in the package, sometimes those are really crazy. Like the if you go to, like, the spirit store, I don't know if everyone has a spirit store, but a Halloween store, like, I think my Butterfly costume when I was really
store.
Little.
Sorry.
No, it's spirit. It's like a ghost. Yeah, it's a Halloween store. But I think my Buttercup costume is like $50 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's pricey. I mean, I'll put this into perspective. I almost caught myself when Lonely week ago or 2 weeks ago, where I was struggling trying to find a costume. and for one of my mini-me's, well, for both of them, actually, and I was just running out of ideas because the one costume that they all wanted was sold out pretty much everywhere. And then when I found it, it was on Amazon for like 3 times the original price. And then I was just like, you know what? I'm going for it. And then I did everything, picked the size out, got to the checkout, and then God was like, girl, are you crazy? Don't you buy this costume.
Nope.
And I looked down and I read, and it basically said that it might not even be delivered before Halloween. I was like, look at God. I was not supposed to get that. I was losing my mind. I had a temporary moment of insanity. I was going to spend triple the price for each costume because
But you know what? At the same time, though, if you look at costumes now, like even people when they post some pics on IG and Snapchat and whatnot, I mean, these costumes are like really, really extravagant. It's like they're on the set of a movie and they had hair and makeup to do their costume. So on a certain level, it's like if you're going to a party, you want to wear your best. So I can almost understand now where I'm going to, you know, go get me. I really want to, you know, have a dope costume. But maybe, folks, maybe y'all should plan ahead and, like, start prepping and get a piece by piece or whatever, as opposed to coming out of pocket $100 for one night that someone could easily spill something on your costume, get some fake blood on it, whatever the case. But I can understand why people spend that money like that with all the extravagant costumes that there are. Like, I'm looking on it right now, and my God, they are dope. Like, I would feel, I'd feel low budget if I just came in there with my bedspread attached to my neck, saying I'm a superhero or something.
Yeah, that wouldn't be cool. Okay. All right. So everyone doesn't celebrate Halloween the same, all right? So what are you planning on doing to be festive this year? Are you just going to keep it in the house? Are you going out on some dates? Let's ask Olivia. What would be like a really cool way to hang out on Halloween with your guy or your girl for Moira this
year? Thank you.
Well, I have a couple ideas. I think, of course, we all should think of trick-or-treating. No matter how old you get, you still want to go out and dress up in your costume, or at least I do. So I think it's a great idea for couples to go trick-or-treating and maybe even wear matching outfits. That would be something to create memories with. And then also,
how old is too old to trick-or-treat?
That's what I'm saying. If you bring your tail to my house and you have facial hair taller than me, I'm not going to give you no candy. In fact, I'm going to question you, and I might be like, hey, we got two people out here just going around acting strange. I don't like it. I don't like grown folks walking around with little kids asking for kids. It's just weird. I don't like it. I'm sorry.
I would go. If I had me a little boo, we would definitely go.
But you're still young. That's the thing. I'm talking like there's got to be a head cutoff. Like,
I am 21. Got to be a cutoff. I am old.
Girl, 20, you're fine. But I don't know. If you look like you pay bills, I don't think you should be at my house asking for candy. I'm like, no, you give me some candy. You came to my house. I'm just
okay.
Saying.
What other ideas? Anything other than trick-or-treating?
I also thought of maybe not necessarily Netflix and chill, but you could watch the movies and cook up some, like, seasonal snacks like candy apples and, like, decorate cookies and things like that and watch some movies on Netflix. Not Netflix and chill.
But don't chill afterwards.
Netflix. Everyone ruined it for me. Like, everyone ruined that. Anyway, next.
Okay, well, those are some fun ideas. I mean, I plan on just doing some trick-or-treating and then going to a Halloween party. So we'll see how that goes because I still don't know what I'm wearing.
Those are cool. And plus, each you have kids, so that's fine. You're able to do that. But after a while, there's no more. Well,
so,
since we're talking about going out trick-or-treating, it's important. An important safety tip to remember is making sure someone knows where you are and if you're going out on Halloween. Aside from that, what are some other pieces of advice that our listeners need to know?
Ooh.
Oh, I got a good one. So I was reading Teen Vogue, and one of the ads on, it was like an advertorial actually. One of the ads on the side was from AccuView, the contact maker, and the ad was saying pretty much beware of those colored lenses, those, like, the fake eyes, but, like, their contacts. Mm-hmm. Basically, AccuView saying, like, be careful because they're not prescription, and, like, if you're wearing lenses just to wear lenses, they can, like, scratch your cornea or something. So it's not, like, a traditional safety tip, but I think it's something that we should caution our listeners because, you know, some of those, you know, aren't made from the right materials or whatever. So that was interesting, I thought.
Absolutely. Also, just being alert. It's a lot going on. Like, there's a lot of people just walking around high off life and candy. And sometimes you're just not paying attention. There's still, like, at the end of the day, a street is a street. So there's still cars coming down that street. So pay attention when you're crossing the street. Look both ways. Don't think like, oh, Halloween means that the streets are ours. We can do whatever we want to do. We won't get hit. Pay attention because you will get hit. Okay.
Yeah.
And also, bigger kids who are out there trick-or-treating and trying to, like, live their lives the Halloween night, please be careful and watch out for the little kids. Like, don't run over them. I know they're little and it's dark outside, but, like, pay attention. Like, they're people.
Right.
It goes back to what I was saying. Some of y'all old folks need to sit down. When I say old folks, that could be anywhere from 20 up. I'm just saying, after a while, you're going around asking for candy. Isha, if two college students come asking you for candy, what are you going to do?
Not happening.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Look, we're struggling too. We just want candy. We are struggling. The struggle life is real. We just want candy bar and go about our day.
I'm just saying. But on top of that, I totally agree with Isha on that because it's the perfect opportunity for crazies to come out. I mean, crazies are always out, but now that everybody's disguised, so you don't know what's what. I saw this one. You guys seen that movie, The Purge?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want to look at that.
Oh, man, I always think of The Purge during Halloween. I just do. I'm dead serious. I just always think
of The
Purge.
So now we're scared. Thank you. Now we're scared. Thank you.
Hey, I
right,
think
you ruined Halloween. You ruined it. Solely by yourself, you ruined Halloween.
No,
thanks,
all that means is that these grown folks just need to be in a house as opposed to walking the streets talking about, hey, y'all got some candy. Let the kids do that.
Nervous. Okay.
And what is it? Okay, are we supposed to say, hey, everybody, you need to be careful of the candy that you're getting? I don't think our audience.
Oh yeah.
I don't
no,
think our audience is
one.
Made of kids, but at the same time. You just can't eat everything that everybody gives you. You just got to make it. It's just a crazy world, so you got to check that stuff.
Yeah,
including potato salad.
Aside
from candy, just folks, when you go to a barbecue, don't eat everybody's potato salad either because it's not right. Just don't do it.
Oh, I thought you were saying
you must have had a bad experience. That's very
interesting.
I'm sorry. What happened? That's
potato salad and macaroni and cheese, do not eat it unless you know who made it. And also don't eat any unwrapped candy. Just saying. Okay. I had to get that out.
So now that we've taught you guys some safety tips and, you know, talked about them, here's some fun Halloween trivia. So, are you guys ready? Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all ready.
So, according to USA's Today's, their most popular Halloween candy list, chocolate rules. So, every brand that's like 1 through 10 on the list is either made by Hershey or Mars. So, can anyone guess which candy was crowned number one in 2014? Anyone?
Kit Kat.
Okay, Hershey
Kisses. Got your guess. Okay, you got your guess. Anyone else?
Reese's Pieces. Sorry.
Oh, you only get one guess.
Yeah, one guess.
I'm eager.
Okay, well, yes, the number one candy was surprisingly Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh.
And, I thought that it would be Snickers, but Snickers is number three, Twix is number two. And I don't even like Twix, but Twix or whatever.
Ooh, I love Twix.
Yeah, but they're number two.
And those three, that's right on point because I actually love all three. That's pretty incredible.
Kit Kat was at number five.
Not often, but if I had to eat chocolate from one of those three plates, those would be the three I would choose.
Wow.
Like, I can't stand. Yeah, you know, I also can eat, I love Three Musketeers. I'm not going to lie. I do like Three Musketeers.
Ew, yes.
They're so good. And you know how I eat them? I take the wrapper off, and then I eat the chocolate first, and then I eat the middle last.
So how do you? But hold on. How do you break it apart like that? It's gonna melt.
No, I eat the chocolate around. No, so I take it and I bite off the thin layers of chocolate around it.
Oh no!
I eat the middle last. It's so good that way.
You know how much work that is? You just don't want to bite it and
eat it the other way around. If I ate it regularly, it would taste disgusting to me. That way, it tastes good.
What?
She said, I got to get the chocolate first. Yeah. Got to get the middle. That is too much. Okay, so
that's
the next trivia. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Nope, we're good. You're good.
Okay. the next trivia question. Okay, the next trivia question. Okay, so according to Forbes, back in 2013, the top grossing scary movie of all time has brought in a record $402 million. So who wants to take a shot at guessing the film?
I think I know this already. I'm going to let somebody else take it.
And this is okay. Top grossing scary movie?
Mm. Yes, of all time, $402 million.
Let's see.
I'm going to say Saw.
You said Saw?
Really?
Okay.
That's Isha's way of saying that was a dumb guess. Really? Really?
Olivia, did you want to guess?
Okay. Jeepers Creepers? No? Maybe?
Oh, like, wow. Really? Now I'm like, really?
You can't judge me. She said Jeepers Creepers.
Everyone is wrong, and I was even wrong. But you guys are going to, like, flip out. It was actually Jurassic Park.
Oh.
Let me explain. So Forbes broke it down. This is how Forbes broke it down. So although it might not be traditionally scary, the visual effects is what makes it the best out of all the scary movies. So on the list, I'm pretty sure those two options were on the list, but they didn't make nearly as much. And they didn't make the hit the scary marker enough for Forbes, apparently. So, yeah, it was Jurassic Park.
Interesting.
That is not a horror movie.
Well, yeah,
for
some people, that's scary.
I don't go to sleep and wake up thinking dinosaurs are going to come get me. That's not a movie.
Wow. Apparently, Forbes says they have all the answers. But the next trivia question, so this one's for our devout music lovers, which are pretty much all of us because we listen to TV radio. Anyway, on Billboard's 15 Scariest Music Videos Ever list, both Chris Brown and Michael Jackson made the cut. So do you guys know which video each artist put out that made the cut?
Of course.
Ooh,
hello.
Chris Brown's, what was that video? Wall to Wall, no, maybe.
Ding, ding, ding. Wall to Wall.
Yeah,
Thriller. The Michael Jackson one. You said Thriller? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Yeah, Michael Jackson's Thriller and Chris Brown's Wall to Wall definitely made that list for Billboard's 15 Scariest Music Video list. But surprisingly, Michael Jackson's Thriller was not number one. It was number two. So,
and
Chris Brown's Wall to Wall was 15.
So who was number one?
Exactly.
Let me go back to the list.
Please look at this list, because apparently someone will slip something.
I thought I had the list, but no, yeah. Where is it? I'll have to find it. I swear I'll find it, and if we have a minute in the show towards the end, I will let you guys know. So, we mentioned Halloween costumes earlier, but can anyone guess the top 10 costume ideas according to Google searches? Like, the first one, man, I did not know that even existed, but does anyone know what people are wanting to be this year?
Yeah, I was going to say Beyonce.
You said Beyonce? Okay. Another.
Donald Trump, because the hair is easy.
Oh, that would be so that would actually be an incredible costume.
Yeah. It's going to be huge.
Okay. Yes. Anyone else have a guess?
Is it like, okay, is it a person or is it like an actual character?
Well, no, it's not. They're characters. They're characters.
Oh, they're characters.
But,
so plural.
But one of them's from Batman. One of them is from Batman, and one of them is Batman.
The Joker? Anyway. The Joker.
Oh gosh, it's horrible. So I didn't know who Harley Quinn was until I had
to look it up.
But Harley Quinn is the number. Oh no, that. Oh yeah. Oh wait, huh? No, I don't know. She's weird.
No, it is Harley Quinn. That's the Joker's mistress. His girlfriend.
Really?
Oh.
Harley Quinn? Yes.
I need to get my.
I had no clue.
My life together.
But Harley Quinn, she's wearing the black and red and the scary girl.
Yep.
Star Wars is number two. People want to be Star Wars people. Number three is just the generic superhero.
Generic.
Number four, the generic pirate. Number five is Batman himself. And the rest of my list is loaded. Guys, don't hate me.
I'm looking it up now. Awesome. Harley Quinn. I see it.
But Harley Quinn, she's weird. She's scary. She's like a clown. Or I think she's a clown.
It depends on the comic, and there's a new movie coming out with Will Smith that'll have Harley Quinn in it, and the girl that was in Focus with him, the movie Focus, that'll be the same girl playing Harley Quinn.
She seems like she'd be perfect for that. Totally. Yeah. She was also in the other movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. On a blank.
The Wall Street.
Y'all know what I mean.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah, exactly. All right, Olivia, since you are on the show this evening, it's time for us to get to know you a little bit better, and we're going to play a round of Speed Diaries with you. You have 60 seconds to answer as many questions as possible before the time runs out. So I'll read the first question, and then the timer will start. Are you ready to play?
Of course.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay.
No pressure. There is pressure,
no pressure.
Really.
All right, question number one. Who is your celebrity crush?
Yaz from Empire.
What is the last thing you do before bed?
Text my friends a good night.
What is your favorite TV show?
Empire.
Late nights or early riser?
Late nights.
New York or L.A.?
New York.
What was your favorite subject in school? What is your favorite
English.
Subject? All right, what is your favorite dance move?
Nene.
Where is your favorite place to shop?
I'm mad at you.
Forever 21.
Who is your best friend?
My girl, Tanner.
Who is, when is your birthday? What is your favorite food?
Mac and cheese.
Favorite movie of all time?
Bridesmaids.
What makes you happy?
Life.
10, 9.
What is one thing you can't
8,
stand?
7.
Bad breath.
6.
Do you prefer 5, to dress up or dress down?
4. 3,
dress up.
2,
what?
Yeah. 1.
Oh, you are the first
God.
Person.
You're the first person. You're the first person.
Really? To complete Speed Diaries.
Ever.
You should definitely be proud of yourself. Let's give her a round of applause.
Yes. Yeah.
This is incredible.
Awesome.
I mean, you made history today. You're a legend.
Oh,
you really
God.
Did. We have no prizes for you, but you did make
none.
History.
But
you were like, just going. I was like, yeah, she knows herself. She knows herself. Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know yourself.
Yes,
you do
yes,
know
yes.
yourself. There are a lot of people who don't know themselves that well, and you got it down. Congrats.
Yeah, you're 11th grade to know yourself. We had grown people over here. We've had old people on here that don't know all this stuff.
Exactly.
Not old, just say seasoned.
Older people.
Well, yeah. Thank you for joining us tonight, Olivia. We really appreciate you coming out. We love reading your articles on teendiaries.net, and we can't wait to see what you do next. Thank you for stopping by TD Radio.
Thank you so much. I hope to come back and join you guys.
We love to have you. You're a seasoned pro now.
Yes. Thank you.
She's a winner. We got to do something. She, like, needs something.
I know. We get together. I'm taking her out next week, so that'll be her prize.
Hey, you know,
yeah,
like,
that's the
play
prize.
This game and if not, like can't even get like through 7 of these.
I know. It's crazy. I know. Let's not put them on blast, though. All right. Folks, it's
right.
time for
okay.
entertainment news.
Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Hollywood.
Not even talking.
Good.
All right, so last week we talked about how Oprah Winfrey shocked the stock market when she joined forces with Weight Watchers and invested a lot of money, close to $43 million. And then in a day, she like doubled it or something. Like, she's such a G. I'm like, dang, man, why could you let somebody know? You can send me an email or something and be like, look, you need to put your money in the Weight Watchers real quick because I'm about to get down with this.
yeah.
And it's going to blow up. No, she didn't give everybody a heads up. But congrats to her. But in relation to that story, in a recent interview with Oprah, Jennifer Hudson shocked the audience when asked about her remarkable weight loss. Now, while previously thought to be the result of being on Weight Watchers, Jennifer said her incredible transformation was actually thanks to a strange exotic fruit that comes in a bottle that only costs $5. Okay?
What?
It only costs $5. Yes. So now on her blog, she states, I couldn't believe how easy it was. I didn't change my diet or my daily routine, but the fat melted off like butter. I love this stuff. Finally, a diet that just works.
What is it?
That is crack. It's called crack. That's crazy.
An exotic fruit? Okay. Well.
No,
but as the incredible
exotic
spokesmodel for Weight Watchers, who went from 237 pounds and she dropped down 80 pounds. And then for her to say that it really wasn't Weight Watchers that did it, it was this strange little fruit that I heard about thanks to Dr. Oz. Yeah, Weight Watchers
is
not really feeling that right now because they're like, did we pay you a lot of money to say that?
Yeah, and look how many people got on Weight Watchers for that. That's crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
Womp, womp, womp. Next story. Sources connected to Chris Brown and the mother of his daughter, her name is Nia Guzman, they reveal that the two sat down recently to figure out how best to raise royalty, the cute little daughter that they had out of wedlock. So I'm not going to say anything negative because this is actually a positive story because they decided to co-parent, and they're taking her to swim lessons and gymnastics and dance classes together. So that's pretty awesome because, you know, two people, especially when you have children young, you can be a little immature, and if you're not in a relationship, you can be a little immature. So I'm glad that they've gotten past that phase, and they're ready to, you know, do what's right for royalty because she deserves it. Now, can you guys imagine Chris Brown going to a PTA meeting?
More. No.
Think about it.
I mean,
visualize
but
it.
Like, no.
Make him
dancing and singing.
I know. He probably, you know what, he seems like he's, you know, a good dad. I mean, outside of him having the crazy colored hair and stuff like that, I mean, who doesn't get a little festive with their clothes or whatever? Like, who cares? He's going to show up. Everybody's going to be like, oh, my God, royalty's dad's here. They're probably going to think he's, like, hired help or something. And he's going to be, like, the most loved parent in class. They're going to be like, dance, do something. You look so cool. Either way.
To that one day he don't feel like dancing.
Ooh. It's going to be bad.
That one day he in the move all that.
Exactly.
He's just trying to drop off his child and get the rehearsal. And y'all over here want a lollygag. It's not going to be what you want.
Mm-mm, not at all. Mm-mm. And we don't want to see that headline because we like Chris Brown and want him to stay out of trouble. So moving along, Brandy is super busy lately. She recently ended her stint as Roxy Hart in Chicago on Broadway and wrapped the first season of her new BET sitcom, Zoe Ever After. Now in the series, Zoe Moon, which is played by Brandy, is balancing a motherhood with a recent divorce and an upstart cosmetics line. Actor Dorian Mystic from Southland plays her ex-husband, Gemini Moon. Can we just rewind? Who comes up with the name? Who wrote this?
Gemini Moon.
Because, you know, I love me some Brandy, but I want her to be doing epic stuff all the time. And I'm sure that this show, I'm going
to
give it a chance. I'm going
to
watch it.
But
I'm already like, Zoe Moon and Gemini Moon, and she's working at a cosmetics company and I don't know. It might be. I'll give it a shot. I don't know. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to see. And then we'll come back and report on if it's whack or not. All right. Moving along, Justine Skye, who is one of our Sweat sisters for Pretty Girl Sweat. She's been doing a lot of amazing things lately. The R&B newcomer is one of only six emerging artists picked to light up the stage alongside a star-studded lineup at the title charity concert in Brooklyn that happened on October 20th. She joined the stage along with Beyonce, Jay-Z, Usher, Nicki Minaj, and Lil Wayne for this incredible show. So congrats to her. She's definitely doing her thing. And she's promoting her new release, Emotionally Unavailable. She did a stunning photo shoot as the new face of La Belle Rock. And she is hanging out with her BFF, Kylie Jenner. If you go to her Instagram page, they're always together. And she's impressing the likes of Jay-Z, Rihanna, Jake Gyllenhaal, and with her rendition of the national anthem. She's been singing it. She's singing at the inaugural Rock Nation boxing event. All that to say, she's been very busy, and she's doing a lot, and we're proud of all the work she's doing. So congrats to Justine.
Congrats.
And last story of the evening, it's murder. Okay, if you guys are too young, you may not know what I'm talking about, but we're talking about Ja Rule, the rapper. The rapper that we all loved, and he let 50 Cent slip in there and take away his shining career because he was incredible. And then 50 Cent just came in and said, no, he's whack. And y'all should think he's whack too. And everybody was like, okay, we don't like him anymore. It's just, it's really sad when I think about it because I'm like, Ja Rule was so popping.
Hey, man.
But anyway.
He came in and did exactly what he did.
He sure did, basically. Now, Ja Rule has a new drama series, well, new reality series that's coming out tonight after TD Radio. So make sure you go to MTV to check it out. It's called Follow the Rules. It's a comedic half-hour docuseries centered around the Grammy-nominated rapper. And you are going to get to see his hectic household that he and his wife, Aisha, are trying to keep under control. Now, they have two sons, Jeffrey Jr. and Jordan, as well as Ja's mother and mother-in-law living under one roof. The house that Rule built is anything but quiet. The couple's oldest daughter, Brittany, which she's a beautiful young girl. She's just about to start her sophomore year at college and is always pushing the boundaries. So, you know, she is going to be testing him with new boyfriends and all kinds of crazy stuff like that. So if you like a good family show that's positive, going to make you laugh, check this out tonight, October 26th, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, MTV. Will you guys be tuning in?
Yes.
I'm gonna.
Did you just say?
I'm gonna.
I'm watching.
I got some homework to do. I can watch some TV and do some homework.
Totally. Tuning in right after the show. Y'all make sure y'all check this out, and then you hit us up on Twitter and tell us what you think, okay? And that's it for entertainment news this evening. We definitely want to know.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday when I party like that.
October 26th, according to her email on her server, it is Hillary Clinton's birthday. She'll be 68.
Oh, you're funny. Y'all funny.
Ba-doom-poosh. Rapper Schoolboy Q will be 29. Hey, I thought Schoolboy Q was like 38. It's
no,
beard,
and I checked all these. I checked all the birthdays.
No,
right.
I'm just saying, I'm not hating. I'm just saying he looks about 38 in his beard. His beard looks 38.
Oh, no.
Okay. Kelly Osbourne will be 31. Bill Gates will be 60. Now, he don't look 60. Gabrielle Union, Mary Jane herself, will be 43. Dang. Hey, black don't crack, baby. Black don't crack. Tracy Ellis Ross will be 43. Neil Long is 45?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah. I promise.
I'm sorry, let me focus. No, this is a good thing. I'm just... Oh, man, they are aging like wine out here. That is... Okay. Eva Marcel will be 31 on October 30th. And on Halloween, Willow Smith will be 15. And Vanilla Ice, you guys Google him, I'm not even going to get into it, will be 48.
Oh,
and those are your
birthdays. Happy birthday.
45? Yeah.
Yeah. Looking good. Looking good. Mm-hmm.
I wonder what kind of lotion she used.
Oh, my God, I can't deal with you.
No,
okay,
I'm
so...
What kind of lotion? Is it just shea butter? But, I don't know.
Y'all are hilarious.
Oh, gosh. So, guys, if you don't know, Scorpio season is finally here. I'm just kind
you
of forewarning
recognize.
You. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because this time of the year, just always celebrating. So, the month of November is my entire birthday month. If you want to jot it down, my actual birthday is November 19th. But... Scorpio season has officially begun, so I'm in the spirit. It's kind of like this is my holiday season.
I might have to come down to ATL and mess with y'all because I'm right with you. November the 8th, baby.
Hey, do it. do it, Scorpio season. I'm just saying. All the special people in my life, seriously, their birthdays are in November. I'm just saying. It's just crazy. But anyway, moving along. November 19th.
Yep.
Shameless plug again. Okay. Shameless plug. All right. And tonight, we are going to get into, since we have a few more minutes left, is there anything that's getting on your nerves this week? Can we do a, ooh, I can't stand it when?
Ooh, yeah. I can't stand it when. Wait, I ain't got one. Come back to me. Let me see.
Okay.
What can I stand?
Ooh, let me see. We are not on point with the ooh, I can't stand it wins. Okay.
Oh, I got
so.
You. I'm just waiting. I was just trying to be polite.
Oh, you can go. You can go.
Ooh,
oh,
go
yeah.
Ahead.
Ooh, I can't stand media takeouts fights on Facebook. Like, if you're scrolling down, I'm
oh,
so
man.
Sick of the fights. And what I'm sick of, because it's predictable. It's the and I'm sick of grown people fighting. Like, fighting. I mean, if you scroll down my timeline right now, there was one where they were some people were fighting in Chuck E. Cheese. There was
what?
One they were fighting in Walmart. I'm tired
no.
of grown people fighting and taping it. I'd rather see kids or stuff fight. Not that I want to see that.
No, we do not
grown,
want to see kids fighting. We don't.
No, I'm saying what I mean by that is when you're grown, you would think, hey, man, I'm too grown to be fighting.
Oh, okay.
I ain't got no time to be fighting nobody, especially over him, over someone cutting me in line or someone looking at me wrong. You're a grown blank person. What is wrong with you? And we tape
that's
it.
True.
That gets on my nerves. Grown people fighting.
Mm-hmm.
That's been getting on my nerves this week.
No, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's a good thing to get on your nerves. Ooh, I mean, ooh, I can't stand it when since we're talking about fighting, because we don't want to see young people fight either. I can't stand it when people are watching a fight, taping a fight, but they claim they don't have nothing to do with the fight. I'm like, what do you mean?
Yes. You are
what
you are
you
Don
mean?
King, and you are the promoter of the fight.
Yes,
you just televised
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I can't.
We both on the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a fight, and I'm glad I've never seen a fight. But I can't stand it when I'm loving the weather, but I'm not loving the weather. Like here, it's like it's been 75 degrees, and I'm just ready for fall. Like, I just don't understand why it's
I mean,
so
are you really complaining about it being hot? Is she complaining about
I
know, it being
I mean,
hot?
It's,
I'm
it's
just saying.
Interesting because it's great weather. It's good weather, but then
you know we just lost,
like,
100
like
callers. We just lost 100 callers.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, it's nice weather, but then at nighttime it's, like, 25 degrees. So it's, like, I'm going from one extreme to the other. Like, I just don't know. My body's like, what? Do I need a sweater? Do I not need a sweater? I don't know. It's just this weather thing has been really tricky for us lately in the midweek.
Like you got, that's how they say you got rich people problems. You know you got happy people warm weather problems.
Missouri weather is, if y'all come to Missouri and spend some time, like, I'm telling you, on one side of the street it'll be snowing, and then on the other side of the street it's, like, 93 degrees, like, I kid you not. It's crazy weather. I just needed to get it together so I can know what to wear. That's all. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I agree with
question.
You. I can't stand it when it's 50 degrees in the morning and it's 85 in the afternoon. I'm like,
right.
No, really?
Oh, I hate that.
I'm so hot right now. Like, what?
Ooh,
yeah.
I can't stand it when it's time for us to, what is it, fall back? In spring forward, it's time for us to fall back because it is pitch black outside at 8 o'clock in the morning. I can't anymore.
Yeah.
I would love for the sun to be out at 8 a.m. Can the sun please come out?
Oh, and I hate when I go to work and it was day and then I get off at 4 o'clock and it's nighttime. I do not like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Oh, yeah, you're like pretty much you just go home, go to sleep, go home, get ready to bed.
Basically.
Yeah.
It's like a vampire. Okay. Well, so quick announcements, folks. We are doing a lot these days. We have 5 days left of our Slut Makes Sense challenge. I know, folks, it's still going on, but we are squeezing out every little bit that we can fundraise until Halloween. Okay, so if you want to make a donation or learn more about our programs, visit teendiariesfoundation.org/SMC so you can support our upcoming programs on college campuses and high schools nationwide. Next up, we're also relaunching our website on January 1st, 2016. Teendiaries.net. Yes, will now be prettygirlsweat.com. We are going to have one website. I know we've had a lot over the years, but don't worry. This one website will not only be about fitness, you will also be able to get the content you crave from your favorite celebrities, all the music you want to hear, but just tons more cool stuff and a cooler platform for you to be able to connect with awesome girls like yourself. All right? And any other announcements? Oh, my birthday is November 19th. I just thought that.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yours too?
Man.
Okay.
Oh, I just want to give a shout out to just to Drake. I just think he's winning right now. Just want to put that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, that video! Oh, and the meme.
Can we talk about it? Can we talk?
Oh my gosh!
I just want to say he's
yes.
winning. I'm not. Okay, I'm not a groupie by any means. I respect artists, but I must say this dude is he's on one. I just
yes.
feel like as Teen Diaries because he's come on our show and he's been a guest on here. And who knew that that dude that did that interview those years ago was going to be the guy he is now? So I think that's dope. I think he is winning. I think everybody just need to kind of sit back because he will destroy you at this present time.
Can we talk about the video a little bit more? Do you think do you think that he purposely was trying to be kind of like the outcast, like, I don't really care, I'm just going to be free, I'm going to be myself, I'm going to wear this turtleneck and with these sweatpants, and it don't make sense, but I'm going to do it because I'm just being who I want to be, and everybody's going to love it. Or do you think it was, like, all contrived, like, I'm literally going to wear these crazy outfits, I'm just going to dance because I want people to make fun of me? And I feel like some of those memes were so good and so quick, I felt like his team may have made them before they even came out.
No,
I'm like, this is too perfect.
For one. My favorite one, actually, I have a series. I like the Star Wars one. I like the Wii tennis. I like the Wii bowling one.
Yeah.
They're really funny, but I think he was just like, okay, I'm just going to make a video. Like, cause
I think it's to that point where you're just like, hey, man, I'm winning. I don't care. It's like,
right.
Like,
yeah,
I don't care. Like, I think he destroyed your boy. I won't say his name, so we can't ever get any. Just in case we can get him on the show. It cannot be said that I said anything, but there's a certain person that was destroyed. And so it's like he probably felt like he's on top of the world and everybody's giving him respect. Wale was on Breakfast Club talking about it. It's hilarious.
He's
I think he was dancing and having fun. Like, man, I'm winning.
Yeah.
But he's an actor though. He comes from an acting background. So
totally.
You're right. It doesn't
he acted like
think,
he winning.
Like,
he does.
No,
act, he was acting
like
he's winning.
Like maybe acting like he can't dance or can he dance? I don't know.
I thought he did fine. That'd be my little two-step.
But can we please address how he came out with that video, just being effortlessly who he wants to be? Everyone loves every inch of it, and then Meek Mill still commented on it. I'm like, Meek,
please! Oh my God.
Stop.
I know y'all saw his post about when he posted those diamond rings and was like, what a time to be alive. And then next thing you know, Future gets Drake this big, bigger ring, this big grand diamond thing. It was just like, why are you,
just stop it. It's like,
hey, my
comical.
Friend told me, he said, light-skinned people are winning. He said, light is right, from Stephen Curry to Drake.
All colors
Drake.
Are beautiful. All
colors
are beautiful.
Oh, they are. I'm just a messenger. I'm just telling you what the boy said.
Oh, my goodness. Well, folks,
as light
always,
is right.
We want to thank you for listening to TD Radio. And thanks to Olivia for stopping by tonight. Be sure to tune in next week for more awesomeness. We have a career conversations coming up for you guys. So make sure you check out blogtalkradio.com/TD Radio to see who's stopping by. Until then, follow us on Twitter at Teen Diaries, at Moiba AKMO, and at Mouthing Off Blog. And as always, remember to stay young, stay fly, stay unique, and stay fabulous. We're out.
Boom!
TD Radio.